Well, we will give away the $100 Moments Piece gift card coming up in just a few minutes. Preds back on the ice tonight at Buffalo against the Sabres. This team, second in the division, very good at home, playing good hockey right now. And Hal Gill joining us here, brought to you by Puckett's. And Hal, obviously 4 points, 5-1-2 in their last eight. It does feel like the ship has been righted a little bit. But New Jersey and San Jose, not exactly top-level competition. The schedule gets a lot harder from here on out.
Yeah, I think you look through the NHL and you say, okay, that's not a great team, and we should beat them, but I don't care. It's hard to get 2 points. It's hard to beat teams, and I feel like the Preds always play up. They played St. Louis and swept that home and home. So I think they think the ship is righted. I think they're doing some good things out there. They just need to make sure they are consistent defensively, and I think the guys who should be scoring goals are going to come around, and the secondary scoring has been great. Guys like Bonino and Yarncroke are just dumping in the net. So, I think things are coming around and probably at the right time, because I don't think they want to wait too much longer before they start making a pretty good push.
So you believe they've now settled in to not having Victor Arvidsson, because like you said, they guys that are supposed to be the star guys, they are. And then the guys that you expect to, you know, pick up the slack, they have. Bonino, Yarncroke, other guys. Tourist has come in and play well. So guys that have needed to pick up the slack, they have.
Yeah. I mean, you look at who the leading scorers are, and it's nice to have Yarncroke and Bonino in that. But, you know, Forsberg is up there. It's great. Roman Josi is amazing, and what he does for this team is next level elite stuff, but he shouldn't be leading the team. So I think as far as getting points, I think you're going to see Duchesne come around. Ryan Johansson had a good game and got a big goal for the Preds. It's tough not having Victor Arvidsson in the lineup, but without him, I think they've done all right. I think you need to push those guys, and especially Duchesne. He needs to come around and start scoring, getting his points more on a regular basis. And I think, let's be honest, the power play isn't where it needs to be so that they can win games handily. And I think that's a big point of emphasis. I think they're focused on that. And once that comes around, I think you'll see those guys get their points.
What has been the difference, in your opinion, on the power play? I mean, it started off so hot. Obviously, the shooting percentages were through the roof. You could not maintain that. Sort of, that's just natural, normal regression there. But what has been the difference in the power play from the beginning couple of months of the season to today?
Well, like you said, they came out hot, and then it's kind of fizzled. And I'm not sure why. It became tentative again. And I hate that word on the power play, because if you look around the NHL – there's not a lot of thinking. They're just making plays, and the good teams are moving it so quick. The penalty kills really don't have time to think. And I think that's what happened on that Johansson goal is they just moved it quick, got it out of trouble. Josi made a nice play. Yarncroke just ripped it over to Forsberg. Forsberg sells the shot, and then it's a pass. There's not a lot of thinking. I think they need to get back to that. They made some adjustments. They went to that spread against Carolina, which was like a 2-3 spread, and I like that adjustment. And then they had a trouble switching back to the 1-3-1 that we've always seen with the bumper. So they're going through progressions. I just think they got to put it together and make it quick, make it snappy, move it around and shoot.
Now you talk about the power play, Hal, but they've done a good job in a penalty kill as well. Explain to the listeners what it takes to be a really good penalty kill team, because the last game they did an excellent job at killing off the other team's power play.
Yeah, as a penalty kill guy, I hated percentages. You look through and say, okay, their percentages aren't good, and they're lower in the league. But I feel like that penalty kill has stepped up at big times and gotten huge kills at the end of games to be able to get through. The 5-minute major that they killed off was huge. And that just shows up as one kill. And it's, if you you give up a bunch of goals in one game like they did, that kills your percentage. But I feel like they've stepped up, and that's huge. And that's what the power play ultimately needs to do. I don't care about their percentage. When it's a big moment, they need to step up. And I look down the list of guys that kill penalties, Colton Sissons, Austin Watson, Nick Bonino, Cali Yarncroak, and they just do all the right things. And then defensive-wise, I just love – Ryan Ellis is so impressive to me. The way he can close space and get out and block a one-timer, but then be able to get back in front of the net and tie up sticks and take away passing lanes. The D have been great. I think Dan Hamhuis has done a great job. But they've gotten timely killing, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, your numbers are skewed when you give up 5 power play goals in one game, or was it 8 total in 2 games against Vancouver? Like, that'll skew your numbers pretty quickly. So it's
that stings.
Yep. Hal Gill joining us here, of course, brought to you by Puckett's on Morning Drive, and the Preds at Buffalo tonight, pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. I do love that Eastern Conference start time as somebody who gets up very early, Hal. Goaltending, it feels like it was sort of alternating as the season has gone along through the first 30 games or so. You know, Pekka was great early, one of the best starts ever for any goaltender his age. UC wasn't playing as well. Then UC stepped up and played really well. Now it feels like they're both kind of finding their groove. How delicate do you have to be if you're the coaching staff with balancing two guys that could be playing as well as they have all season and trying to maintain that over the course of a long season?
It's tough. I wouldn't want to be a coach. And I know they have conversations and they talk about it daily with the goalie coach, Ben Van de Klok. I think he has a thing in mind and a rotation, but in the end, a head coach has to pull the trigger and decide, do we ride a hot hand? Do we keep these guys fresh and rotate them? If we do try to keep them fresh, does that pull them out of a hot streak? Pekka was great and he was playing so well. I think Saros was playing good. He just wasn't at that great level that he is now. And, you know, they kind of kept that rotation going, and then the team didn't play well, and then both of them kind of sputtered. Saros came around and pulled them out. And then Pekka came in after missing a few games, and you're like, okay, maybe it's juice. He's going to take over now. But then Pekka's been fantastic. So it's so delicate. I don't know how they're going to balance this out as they go. It's kind of interesting to see because I don't think there's a wrong play. You know, if you want to keep these guys rested, but you do want to keep them hot. And, we've seen it before. Bennington went on a hot streak and won the cup last year in St. Louis. So you want to get a hot goalie and ride him, but you want to keep him fresh. So good luck with that one. I'll tip my hat to Laviolette on how he's going to handle this one.
Hey, well, it's a good problem to have. There's no question about that. Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's. Man, we'll be listening tonight. Thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it, bud.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Hal Gill there joining us. Brought to you by Puckett's. Again, pregame 5. Puck drop at 6. You got that Eastern time zone start there, or Eastern Conference start there. Always love that. Just an up and back for Buffalo, and then back against Dallas on Saturday night, 5:30 start time, a more unique time. Huge one on Saturday, as then they have a 4-game road trip the following week. So it's going to be tougher sledding in the schedule over the course of the next 2 weeks, and it should be a very critical 2 weeks for the Nashville Predators. So
absolutely.
We will give away our $100 gift card and wrap up this bad boy with the Daily Rewind when we come back right here on Morning Drive.